News Director Rich Hurl is live in studio.
Sure.
You attended last night's Lansing City Council meeting. I know there was a public hearing. What'd you learn?
Yeah, there weren't any major decisions made by council last night, but there was some discussion on some pretty juicy items that are going to be up for votes over the next couple of weeks. One was on this budget deficit elimination plan that will be up for a council vote at next Monday night's meeting. Some new things learned last night in regards to how the administration is planning to fill this budget hole. The original plan was to use $1.2 million from the sale of the parking lot to LCC. That sale is still pending council approval for next week. And the $600,000 remaining, when you do the math, originally was going to be used for dipping into the reserve funding. The council learned last night that the mayor now has a proposal to use money from the sale of the casino property to fill the budget hole instead of the reserves. Part of the reason for that being that if the city dips into the reserve into the rainy day fund, then there is a chance that the city's credit rating could be downgraded. So that's the plan right now. It'll be interesting to see how the council votes on that next week. I know some council members aren't really happy with the idea of using the sale of assets, if you will, to just fill a budget hole because with the current fiscal year wrapping up and you look ahead, that money is gone. But right now, that seems to be the main option for the administration, and that deficit elimination plan again will be up for a vote at next Monday night's council meeting.
So next week's meeting will be a biggie.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. There was a public hearing as well on that sale of parking lot two that I mentioned. Not a whole lot of controversy surrounding that sale from what I heard last night. There was another public hearing last night on a brownfield plan for the Rudder Park Place development project. And there's a little bit of controversy in regards to this particular project in that there is a bond proposal that's involved, $4.3 million to finance a parking ramp as part of this development. And some council members, President Brian Jeffries, for one, he's got some concerns about this because the last time that there was a bond proposal of this type in another project, this happened over with the development recently in East Village. The developer eventually went bankrupt, and the city wound up having to bail out the brownfield. So they're concerned about that happening again. That could be up for a council vote sometime within the next couple weeks. That got referred back to, I believe, the Development and Planning Committee. So over the next month or so, we could be learning a little more about that. And so there'll be more to follow on that story.
Okay, other meetings of note this week?
Yeah, a couple, actually. Tonight we got the East Lansing City Council meeting. Kind of an interesting story that came out yesterday with the loft, the St. Ann Lofts project. There was a collapse of the fourth floor, and there's a little bit of controversy surrounding some of the project that according to some, was in the planning stages but was not approved by the city council. So we'll get a little bit of reaction to that. Also later this week, coming up Thursday night, the Lansing School Board on its agenda has a vote on the budget. So that'll be big. And we're planning on coverage for Thursday night's meeting. That's still in the works right now.
All right. WILS News Director Rich Hurl, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 728. It's currently 74 degrees. When we come back, some good news about new builds in the mid-Michigan area.